I'm Sydney Waters with the Cape Girardeau Better Business Bureau, and this is your Consumer Handbook. Cybercrime poses a big threat to businesses. According to Netrix's 2025 Cybersecurity Trends Report, 51% of responding businesses surveyed experienced a security incident in the past 12 months, with 75% reporting financial damage due to attacks. Other recent research shares that organizations may not be prepared enough against ransomware attacks, which may become more dangerous when powered by AI. The good news? You can take measures to protect your small business, and you should do so promptly. The Better Business Bureau has tips to help you brush up on your online safety during Cybersecurity Awareness Month. The only way to protect your small business from cybercrime is to take preventative action. Cybersecurity is no longer an option. It's a necessity. Cyber attacks are a constant threat to businesses of all sizes. Small businesses are particularly susceptible to data breaches and cyber attacks because they are not always equipped with the proper tools and resources to combat these threats. However, there are still some valuable steps you can take to protect your business. First, train all employees in cybersecurity best practices. One of the most critical security measures for small businesses is training all employees on the best cybersecurity practices. This ensures that your employees understand the risks associated with accessing company data and systems, and it provides them with the knowledge and tools necessary to protect themselves from cybercrime. To effectively educate your employees, provide them with clear cybersecurity policies that outline the risks, the defenses in place, and the steps they can take to protect themselves. You can also offer formal cybersecurity training programs to ensure they are up to date on the latest threats and solutions. It is also important to ensure employees are trained on internal threats, outline strict computer policies, and require staff to change passwords frequently. Next, you can implement role-based access control. Role-based access control allows you to assign specific permissions to different employees based on their role in the company, controlling who has access to what data. This ensures that employees only have access to systems and data that require the job that they do. This also prevents employees from accessing sensitive data that they don't need, which reduces their risk of becoming a victim to data theft. You can also initiate automated remote backup and data recovery. Protecting data is one of the most crucial cybersecurity practices for small businesses. One of the best ways to protect your data from cyber attacks is by initiating automated remote backup and data recovery, which allows you to store an extra copy of your data offsite in a secure location. An automated remote backup and data recovery solution not only safeguards your data from cyber attacks, but it also provides you with the ability to restore your data in the event of a data breach. Use multi-factor authentication. MFA requires users to provide additional information to prove their identity when accessing company data and systems beyond their username and password. This makes it significantly more difficult for cyber criminals to access your data and systems, providing an added layer of security if a cyber criminal circumvents your password. While MFA used to stop at two-factor authentication, it now typically involves several steps to ensure the person trying to gain access is who they claim to be. For more tips like this from the Consumer Handbook, visit krcu.org.